Welcome to the OU's Avos de Rabbi Nassen. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and in this series, we will be studying the minor tractate Avos de Rabbi Nassen, which is attributed to, as the name would imply, Rabbi Nassen, and parallels in many ways and expands upon the themes that can be found in the much more better known Pirkei Avos, which is commonly called Ethics of the Fathers, though it may mean the Great Chapters. That might be a better explanation. Avos de Rabbi Nassen is a very long tractate, which is why we're doing it separate from the Masechtas Ketanos shiur that is running concurrent with it. The chapters are also quite long, which is why instead of doing a chapter a day, for example, it will probably take us 5 lessons to get through all of the first chapter of Avos de Rabbi Nassen. Similarly, the ideas, while they parallel what's going on in Avos, greatly expand upon them. They go off on some tangents. So, for example, today we're going to do the first 3 brises, and you'll see that that will take us to the end of what is the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. And, in fact, the entire chapter is really a tangential discussion of that Mishnah. So let's dive right into it. Moshe is Kadesh Ba'anan, V'kibel Torah Misinai. So Moses was sanctified in the cloud, and he received the Torah at Sinai, Shinemar, and it quotes a pasuk, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem Ahar Sinai. So it says that the glory of Hashem came to rest on Mount Sinai. L'Moshe L'Taharo, this was on Moshe in order to purify him. Zehaya Acha Arseras Hadibros, and this was after the Ten Commandments were given. Divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili, at least this is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, the cloud covered 6 days. Now there's a clarification of the text in the Gra. Lahar velola Moshe. This covered the mountain, it didn't cover Moshe. So Moshe was not in the cloud for 6 days, the mountain was in the cloud for 6 days. Vayikra el Moshe biyom hashvi'i, and God called to Moshe on the 7th day, mitoch ha'anan, from the midst of the cloud. L'chalak lo kavod l'Moshe, in order to give kavod, to give honor to Moshe. Amar Rav Nassen, and Rav Nassen says, and some say that this is why this is called Avos de Rabbi Nassen, because he's the first one quoted, although really he's the 3rd one quoted, because we just had Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Nassen says, Mipnei ma nizakev Moshe kol sheshes yamim, velo sara alav dibor. Why was Moshe required to stay 6 days before God spoke with him? So what was the purpose of making him wait? Bishul sheyimrok mikol achila ushsia shahaya bim'av. So that all of the food and drink that was in his intestines should be digested, it should be completely purged from his system. Alshash niskadesh v'yehei k'malachei hashares. So that he should be able to be sanctified and be like one of the ministering angels. Amar le Rabbi Masiya ben Cheresh. Rabbi Masiya ben Cheresh said, Rabbi, lo omru ela la'ayim olav, kidei shiyakaba olav, divrei Torah, be'ema b'yira, b'reses u'beziyah. So the student of Rabbi Nassen, Rabbi Masiya ben Cheresh, said to him, my teacher, isn't the reason only that Moshe should be able to receive the words of the Torah with sufficient fear and trembling and awe before God? Shinemar, and he quotes a pasuk, Ivdues Hashem biyira, v'gilber aida, that we should serve Hashem with awe, with fear, and rejoicing while trembling. So everyone's familiar with Ivdues Hashem b'simcha. Another concept in Tanakh is Ivdues Hashem biyira. I don't like the word fear myself. I think awe is a much better translation of it, that we should have proper awe of Hashem. Continuing with some incidents involving Rabbi Masiya ben Cheresh, who feels this way about how we should serve Hashem. Ma'isa she'iria Rabbi Yoshia v'Rabbi Masiya ben Cheresh. So there was an incident where Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Masiya ben Cheresh were together. Shehayu shnehem yoshvim v'oskim b'divrei Torah. They were learning Torah together. Pirish Rabbi Yoshia l'derech eretz. And Rabbi Yoshia had to leave to go take care of some business matter. Amar le Rabbi Masiya ben Cheresh, and Rabbi Masiya ben Cheresh said, Rabbi, once again he's addressing a teacher, Malachal la'azov divrei Elokim chayim ushtov b'derech eretz. He said, why do you have to go and leave the words of the living God in order to take care of some secular matter? Then there's a parenthetical note here, v'afal pi, sha'ata rebi, v'ani tamidcha, ein tov la'zov divrei elokim chayim u'shadov peterech eretz. He says, even though you're my teacher and I'm your student, even I know that it's not good to leave the study of Torah in order to go deal with business matters. I was speaking very respectfully, but he has to ask his teacher, because even I, as your student, know this. Or perhaps his intention was that he doesn't hesitate to speak up on such a thing, even to a teacher. V'amru, it was said of this pair, Kolzman sheyoshvin va'oskin b'Torah, hayu osin miknayim zet lezet. That as long as these two sat and learned together, they were, let's say, oppositional. They sharpened each other like antagonists in battle. Ukshiniftarim domin kishahein ohavim minurehem. But when they departed, they were like childhood friends. So even though in learning they clashed heads, that was a zealous debate for the sake of heaven, but really they did love each other, even though you might have thought otherwise watching them study together. Brisa Beis. Ayidei Moshe nitna Torah b'Sinai. The Torah was given at Sinai by way of Moshe. Moshe was the one who delivered it, Shinemar, and it's going to give us a couple of verses here. V'yichtvam al shnei luchos avanim v'yitnam elai. So Moshe is saying that the laws were written on the stone tablets and given to him. Ulahalan hu omer, and later on he says, Ela hachukim v'mishpatim v'hatoros, asher nosan Hashem beino uvein b'nei Yisrael, b'har Sinai b'yad Moshe. These are the laws and the statutes and the ordinances that were given by God between him and Israel by way of Moses on Mount Sinai. Torah shenasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael lo nitna ela yedei Moshe. So the Torah that God gave to the Jews was only given by way of Moshe. Shenemar b'ini uvein b'nei Yisrael. It says it's between me, God, and b'nei Yisrael. Zacha Moshe liyoshliach b'nei Yisrael l'makom. And Moses merited to be the intermediary between the Jews and God. What else did Moshe do? Moshe also es ayel hamiluim. Moshe prepared the sacrifice when the tabernacle, the Mishkan, was sanctified, via Shemen HaMishcha, and the anointing oil. U'mashach bo Aharon u'banav kol shivas yimei ha-miluim. And he anointed Aaron and his sons during the entire inauguration week. Mimenu nimshachu kohanim gedolim u'malachim. And from that original oil, all of the subsequent Kohen Gadols, the high priests and kings of the Davidic dynasty, those who needed to be anointed, because not all of them did, all of them were anointed from this oil. The Elazar Saraf Paraf Hachatas, and Elazar was the one who burnt the red heifer that was used to purify people who were impure, Shemimenu Temeim Metarim Ledoros. And from that, all of the future impure people would become purified. Amar Rabbi Eliezer said, Gedola Mida Zu, Shehi Noheges Ledoros. He says, how great is this mida? Now, a mida can mean a character trait, which is how we normally use it, but here it would appear to mean an actual measure. So how great was this measure? Because it was used for all future generations. Sha'aron ubarav niskadshu b'shemen ha-mishcha. Because Aaron and all of his descendants were sanctified using this anointing oil, Shenemar, it quotes the verse, v'yas Aaron v'yas banav timshach v'kidashta osam l'kahin. That Aaron and his sons would be anointed for service using this oil. So again, we're saying that Moshe is the one who received the Torah at Sinai, and we got it from him, and then it goes off on a tangent telling us other things that were done by way of Moshe. Let us continue with Brisa Gimel. Yehoshua kibel mi Moshe. Moshe gave the Torah next in line to Joshua. Shinemar v'nasata mehodcha alav leman yishmu ka adas b'nei Yisrael. So God told Moshe to give Yehoshua a portion of his glory, so that the Jews should follow him after Moshe. Zakenim kiblu miYoshua, and the elders got the Torah from Yehoshua, Shinemar. And it quotes a verse in Shoftim, Sefer Shoftim, not Parsha Shoftim. V'yavdu ha'ames Hashem kol yimei Yehoshua v'kol yimei hazakenim asher ha'arichu yomim achra Yehoshua. So that the Jews followed Yehoshua, and then they followed the elders who lasted after Yehoshua was in charge. Asher ra'u es kol masa Hashem ha-gadol asher asa li-Yisrael. And they saw all the great deeds that Hashem did for the Jews. So again, we see that following Yehoshua, the next in line of transmission were the Zakenim. Shoftim kiblu mi-Yehoshua. It says in the text that the Shoftim got it from Yehoshua, but if you look in the Gra, he corrects the text. It should say that the Shoftim kiblu mehazakenim, that they got it from the elders. Shenemar vihibime shafut ha-shoftim, and we see in Rus it says that this was in the time that the judges judged. So the judges came after the elders. Nevi'im kiblu m'shoftim, and the prophets got it from the shoftim, because the prophets came after the judges, Shenemar, and it quotes a verse in Yirmiyah. It says, Ve'eshlach aleichem es kol avdei ha-nevi'im yom hishchem v'shaluach, that God is sending the prophets to the Jewish people. So they were next in line. Chagai, Zechariah, u'Malachi kiblu m'nevi'im. And Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi, familiar from the book of Daniel, they got it from the prophets. They were the last of the prophets. They were in the Anshei Knesset Sagadola. Anshei Knesset Sagadola kiblu m'chagai, Zechariah, u'Malachi, and the Anshei Knesset Sagadola got it from them. V'heim armu shlosha devarim. And the Anshei Knesset Sagadola said three things. Havu masunim bedin, you should be deliberate in judgment. V'hamidu talmidim harbei, and you should raise up many students. V'yasu siag l'Torah, and you should make a fence around the words of the Torah in order to protect it from inadvertent transgression. And this is the end of our third brisa. We will stop here and we'll continue with a discussion of what does it mean to be deliberate in judgment.